Genesis and chapter 1. We began last week to look at, and I thank God for the opportunity. I do not take lightly at all. I do not stand here as someone that has monopoly of the Spirit of God or the monopoly of God. No man knows everything about God. God just chooses to manifest through his sovereignty and his mercies, just chooses to manifest and reveal himself. And when you look at it from the beginning in Genesis chapter 1, it says that everything, the whole of creation, they declare his glory. Everything you see is just revealing the glory of God. And when you look at that Genesis chapter 1, God now decides to reveal just a bit of his fullness of himself when he said, "Let us make mankind in our image and likeness." God is a glorious God. He's full of glory. His glory is glorified. And he decides to form mankind from the dust of the earth, and he breathed into mankind. What he breathed was himself. So God of glory breathes himself and calls it mankind, created in his image and like him. So the first man and woman we see in Genesis chapter 1, actually we only see the man in Genesis 1. It was in Genesis 2 and 3 we begin to see that he actually decided to take the womb man out of the man, and there was the man and there was the womb man. That is the man who carries the womb. So they are both mankind. Genesis explains it that he blessed them and called their name Adam. It was the man who called the woman Eve, because he also had the same attributes of God to name everything that is made. Have you noticed that, for example, we give names to our children? Where did we get that from? It's not just for identity. It carries a lot of things. And when you look at the Hebrew culture that God chose to just reveal himself through to the entire human race, every single name you see under the Hebrew, see, the Jews don't just give names. They call names, and by calling names is that they look at something and they declare the nature, the character, and the ability that thing will take. For example, a woman was in labor, and the labor was so hard. It was so sorrowful, so painful. So when she had a child, a son, she decides to just declare what happened upon the child. And they called the child. Yeah, Bible scholars called him Jabez, which means sorrow. And she said, she told us why. The Bible reveals why. Saying, "In sorrow, did I give birth to you?" So you just remind me of the sorrow, and you know. And the sad thing is that whatever name, if you look at Genesis, whatever name a human being calls a thing, that's what that thing becomes to that human being. Heaven don't argue. That's why if you keep calling yourself stupid, you are going to be more stupid. If you have a child, no matter how they were born, and you call the child a bastard, sorry, I'm using such words. I shouldn't be using on the pulpit, but I just want to let us see the reality of the power we have in our tongue. Death, life, lies there between your your is it buccal cavity or something, all right? So whatever you declare, it's what will happen to you. It's what will happen. So the woman called the boy Jabez, which means sorrow, and all through the boy's life, sorrow followed him. So some of us are parents, and you don't know you're already declaring the future of your child by the names you call them. You invite pastors or men of God to come and do naming. You give all the designer names in this world, and when everybody goes, you are with the child. The child is crying, hey, you monkey. Don't be surprised if the child starts hopping around looking for banana. It's funny, but it's the truth. Some of us who are adults right now, do you know that you are suffering from the names you are called as a child? Those names are locked in what is known as our non-conscious mind, and like a virus is operating. You want to do something, you just remember that your father said you would never amount to anything the day you annoyed him. Your mother placed a curse on you. Or maybe those who have influence over you. Your teacher told you, you are useless. Like one child recently, and thank God the mother reversed it, and I reversed it too. Some teachers can be very silly, and I say that without any apology. I'm a teacher. That's my other life. You see somebody else's child, and you call them a waste of space. You know, recently a child was telling me, I was working with a set of, you know, I don't call them naughty children. I call them children who are misunderstood. And when a child is misunderstood, they manifest naughtily. Okay? So I don't call them naughty. I see in those children potentials. Do you know why? Because that's what I was like. You can ask my late mom. She's late now. But I showed her Pepe. I showed her Pepe. Just like Dr. BC showed her mother Orange. I got called names. I got misunderstood. And I was manifesting the glory of the names I was called. So I was with these children, and, you know, because whenever, anywhere I go, I tell them, bring the most difficult children. Those are the children I want to work with. I have a calling to such children because I have been there. That's my journey. People look at me today, when I tell some stories, they say it's incredible. No, you are never like that. So you thought I was born a saint? Why are you looking at me like that? No, I was troubled, frankly. I know you are it. You are born again from your mother's womb. So these children were talking, and they said, yes, Mr. So-and-so is going to be sacked. And I was listening to their conversation. So they were, you know, this one, misunderstood children. So I was in the room with them, you know, still trying to figure out how I will minister to them. So they were having the conversation. And they were asking each other, why is Mr. So-and-so going to be sacked? He said, can you imagine? Mr. So-and-so told, they mentioned the name of the girl, that the girl is a waste of space, that the girl, she's sorry for the mother that gave birth to her, that the mother is even a failure. That how can your mother apparently did not bring you up very well. That's why you come to school and you give us teachers trouble. And the child went home to tell the mother that, sir said, you didn't raise me up well. You are a useless mother. And so the mother came to school to complain that Mr. So-and-so called my child the name I didn't give the child. Listen, parents. We're going to have a workshop very soon, and I will be talking to parents who have children of school age. There are things I can't see on the pulpit, but we'll be saying it in that inner caucus meeting. So let me just tell you now. That's what happens with names. They keep saying things, calling things. Please, I wrote it in a book. Don't call your child names you don't want them to become. You are stupid. You are a goat. You are a dog. You are a pig. You are mad. You are mental. You are... Give me the names you call your children now. Why are you looking at me like that? You are blessed. Hey! I love that. Make sure that that's what you are saying. Next time you are angry. You are blessed. You are blessed. Make sure, okay? Because we lose it as parents, because our own parents too lost it. They lost it. But you know, I'm not a super parent, I'm just telling you. But I think my wife and I, we've tried not to call our children names. I can only say, no, don't be silly. Joshua, don't do that. If you do that, that is what it means to be naughty. The two of them are looking at me. By the way, those are my two sons behind the camera. Please celebrate them. I love them with everything. I'm proud of them. They are men now. 24 next month. I should remind you, you're 24. Sorry, mate. Okay? You've passed that stage where I give you money and send you to school. You give me money now. Joshua, you are quarter to go. Let me just announce to you now. Yeah. So, you know, to the glory of God, that's something I can tell you works. Watch what you call your children. Even if they go to school, I don't know why I'm going this direction now. And they tell you some things about your children. Yeah, children are children. They misbehave. Okay? But then, it is your duty as a parent to put them straight. You don't put a child straight by damaging the child's future, by prophesying names you didn't call them. You told us to come and name the child. You told us the child's name is Jesus. We left. You started calling the child Satan. What do you expect? And then you call pastor. My child is misbehaving. Please come and pray. There's nothing to pray. You prophesied. Go and cancel the prophecy. Please, if anyone is a small child here and it's your child, please just lay hands on them now and bless them. And please, those of us who are grown-up children, bless yourself because it's too late now. Some of us, your parents have gone. Anything you remember, they called you. Just say the opposite, everybody. See, I'm not joking. If you can remember now, because as I'm talking, some of us will remember. Maybe your parent called you useless. Maybe they tell you you will do this, you will do that. Whatever it is. Okay? We're praying. Some people think I'm joking. I joke a lot, but this is no joke. Anything comes to your mind that you remember. But even if you can't remember anything, call yourself what you want to call yourself now. That boy, Jabez, grew up one day and said, my mother bore me in sorrow. No, God, you must change my story. Remove evil from me. Remove. Take it away. Bless me. He changed his name from sorrow to blessed. The Bible said he was more honorable. God had that prayer. God granted him, the Bible says, everything he requested for. Lord, I'm blessed. I am a problem solver. I'm not a problem creator. If you're a wife, if you're a husband, declare upon yourself. Forget about what your wife called you this morning. Okay? Reverse it. And next time, don't misbehave. Okay? Thank you, Lord. I'm a good husband. If you're a wife, tell yourself, I'm a virtuous woman. I love my husband. I love my children. Yeah. I manifest the glory of God in my house. Bless your womb. Bless every child that will come out of that womb. Bless that womb. Even if anything has been said about your womb, reverse it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Okay. All right. I just said that. I don't know why. Okay. We've been looking at the different, or rather, the manifold manifestations of God. And Without going over what we've been looking at, I just want us to see how God started manifesting his glory. To manifest means to appear, to show up, to declare, to reveal. So, if you really want to know God, there's something I said last week, and I want to balance it very well, because I want to listen to myself, and I thought if somebody hears this now, they might misconstrue. I said that God is not a religion. God is not a religion. God is reality. God is not, when I say religion, people have the sense of, oh, I'm not religious because I don't conform myself to a set of do's and don'ts. That is what religion does. Do, don't, do, don't. No. Being a Christian means you are like Christ, for those of us who have received Jesus, and you've become a son of God or a daughter. So all you need to do is to look at how Jesus behaves. How do you know how Jesus behaves? People, it's so simple. Study the scriptures. I told you I was a terror to my mother. Until I began to study, I invited Jesus into my heart, and I began to see how Jesus behaved. I saw that when he was 12, of course, he went missing. At 12, they didn't know he was not in the company. After 3 or 4 days, they found him in the temple. I've gone missing before. I went missing deliberately. I fought, I had a quarrel with my mom. God bless her in heaven. I know she's smiling at me. She's proud of me now. So I went, we quarreled. So I left the house. Walked out of the house around 12 midnight. I thought she would come and look for me. She didn't look for me. Now, I was wandering up and down where I will sleep. Because ego would not let me go back. I think I was around 13 or 14 years old. So if you have a 13-year-old, 14, 15-year-old, tell them to see me. I will teach them one or two things. When they hear my story, they will behave. Experience. You have experience too. I can tell. Hey, that division, Baba. Experience is calling experience. I started walking up and down. I had nowhere to sleep. I couldn't go back home. We had exchanged words. And I had an older brother, he may be watching me. That guy showed me pepper too. Who was, if I told my mother not to go and look for me. So I hated him the more. I still remember a song he sang. I will interpret it to you. He said, when a goat leaves where it's meant to be and goes to eat and goes astray, it will come back. I had nowhere to sleep that night. Gift, you like gist, I can tell. He's waiting to hear part two. Anyway, I saw a classroom because we were living in a campus. I grew up in a campus. My late dad, was into academics. So I went to stay in one of the classrooms because I know where to go. There's no bed inside the classroom. Had benches and everything. I couldn't sleep. And I lived in a tropical, country I don't want to mention, but the mosquitoes in those countries are anointed and they are apostles. They are sent to seek, to steal, to bite, and to give you malaria. I've never been bitten I couldn't sleep. By the time I looked at myself when the day broke, my whole body had swollen up with mosquito bites. And somehow, and I saw my mother going to work early in the morning. I initially thought maybe she would come look for me, or she just drove past. She didn't see me. Anyway, cut a long story short, I went back home. I got some emissaries to go and beg my mother. And she took me back. Since then, I've never left home. Till date. Till I left home. I never left home. What did you say? A man's what? A man shall leave his father and mother. And it wasn't time to leave then. Jesus was missing for 4 days. Not out of rebellion, but that young man at 12 discovered that he had a business on earth. Because when they found him, he said, "Should I not go about my father's business?" When they found him after 4 days, and I saw something, Dr. BC. The Bible said he followed his parents, that's Joseph and Mary, and he was subject to them. Subject. Please, I didn't give you that scripture, but I trust the media people, they will find it out. Just give us that scripture where it was found in the temple and display it for us, please. Let me show you something here. At the age of 12, he was subject to them. Wow. Have you found it? Luke chapter 2, verse 49. When they found him after 4 days, he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" Look at the next verse. Well done, Afoma. Your children will be subject to you. Right, let's go to verse 50. Have you found it? Displayed? Okay. Am I behind you? It's there now. But they did not understand that statement which he spoke to them. Verse 51. Look at what happened. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and, please let's read it together, was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. The next time, Franklin, you will hear about Jesus, he was 30 years old. I told you I'm writing a book, something God revealed to me, about Jesus 0 to 12, and then 12 to 30, 30 to 33. 33 things Jesus learned from his father. On Father's Day, Senator Tola will be the chief launcher of that book. You didn't say amen. This man didn't say amen. I know where your mind is. I know. We have to pray for that nation. We have to pray. Sorry, I didn't catch that. He understands? Okay. We know where he's a senator. Okay? He's a senator. Better get close to him before he manifests. Before he starts manifesting his full glory. You know, that's how we meet people in church, and you just treat them anyhow, you don't just talk. But man, if they manifest their glory to you, you will realize that the key to what you're looking for is in their hands. Please. That's why I said earlier, please go around and talk to somebody you have never spoken to. I'm telling you, I have seen answers to my prayers through people in the church. What I've been praying for. Just because I interacted and they manifested their glory. Some things I didn't know about them. I know, you know, there was a time like that, you know, somebody met somebody in the church here and, what do you do? Well, I'm looking for you. You're looking for a job? I know somewhere where there are jobs. Bang, gives the person and the person got a job. Just because they spoke. And they had never spoken before. I can tell you stories upon stories. So please, the person you went to meet today, after the service, don't rush. Just tell them that I only spoke to you a bit. Can you manifest your glory? Okay. See this senator? I don't know who spoke to him. Please, better go back to him. There's a key in his hand. Okay. So I saw that about Jesus and I began to see. Even Jesus, who understood that he was the Son of God, but subjected himself to his earthly parents. You know, the Bible says that there is one commandment Please stop talking to your wife. When you get to talk, stop manifesting here. Have you not finished toasting her? Eh? It's okay. This love is too much. You loved at home, you love, you come here, you start loving again. There was a day they kissed each other in the church. Can you imagine? Ezipe, why are you laughing? Be kissing Sapphire all the time. Be kissing, kissing, kissing. In the house of God. In the house of God, they are manifesting kissing. It's the house of their father. Okay. Oh. Hey, mommy, experience. Ah, a lot of manifestation today, man. Well done, man. Daddy, well done. Yeah. The house of their father. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Okay, all right, let's go back to the Bible. So God, in Genesis chapter 1, he revealed himself. God is not a religion, just reality. See, that word God is Elohim. It means the source of all intelligence, the source of all life, which means that everything of creation comes from a source. Common sense tells us that. Things don't just happen. The shoe you're wearing, somebody made it happen. The chair you're sitting on, somebody made it happen. Where did they get the substance they made, from which they made the chair? Somebody made it happen. Sand, somebody created the sand. The sky, somebody's sky didn't just happen. So when you trace everything back, everything comes from a source. That source is God. That's the reality. That's why a lot of people struggle when you try and present God as a religion. Do you know the people who gave Jesus the most problem on this earth? Religious people. Pharisees. Sadducees. Scribes. Because all they were about was religion. They love greeting in the marketplaces. They wear heavy robes. They tell you do this. They won't do it. Jesus warned them. Do you know you are creating a child of hell more worse than you? You scribes, you Pharisees. No. God is not calling us to a religion. He's calling us to relationship. That we relate, we learn to relate with our source. So when we see Genesis 1, God manifests himself to the first creation he made, which is Adam and Eve, the first man and the first woman. And what does he manifest himself as? Let's go to Genesis. For some strange reason, this gadget has gone off. Does anybody have a Bible I can open? Not a gadget. I have a Bible in the store. Yes, thank you. It's good, this technology at times. It's good that it fails. Technology is actually taking away genuine relationships. Genuine. There was a day in the church, I'll never forget, when we were still in Metal Parade. All of a sudden, I just saw one young lady. You know, a lot of assembly used to be packed with students in those days, 90-something percent. We were all students. Now we're all young, mostly young families. Gift was the grandfather of the students. Was one of those students who first joined this church. That's Grandpa Gift there. How many years ago, sir? 16. 16 years. He was a student. Now he's a baba. He has manifested, transformed into something else. The world has not seen your full glory, sir. There is so much you carry, Gift. As your name, Gift, is, you will be a gift to yourself, to your community, to your generation, in the name of Jesus. Your mother rightly named you that name. So become it, sir. Become it. So Genesis chapter 1. So God now decides that He wants to reveal himself to the man he made. So in verse 26, the Bible says that God said, let us make man like us. So I want you to note that scripture. Can you? Okay, you brought the scripture up. God, okay, was the one manifestation. Let's make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything we've made. So he made that man, filled that man with his glory, covered that man with his glory. The man was physically naked, but gloriously covered. So when the man sinned, you know the story, the glory of God departed. You saw the drama the children demonstrated to us. So that's why the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So God wants to restore us to that glory. He sent his son. He sent the word. Jesus became flesh. So when we receive him, Jesus was praying in John 17 that, Father, the glory I had with you, I have given to those who received me and those who will believe me because of them. So when you get saved, I'm using the word saved, it's just a word, but when you come back and return to your source to start a relationship, that glory comes not just upon you, but within you. Have you read the scripture that says the whole of creation is waiting for what? The manifestation of those sons and daughters of glory who will fill the earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. So, when God now created man, he revealed himself to that man, Adam and Eve. If you look at Genesis 1, all you see there is God, 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 God said, God said, God said, God said. But then now, let's go to Genesis chapter 2, and let's look at verse 4. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4. And I want you to note this. Please be like a Berean Christian. Everything I'm saying, go back and check it. Okay? So Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. Is it on the screen? Okay? Let's all read it together. This is on the screen, don't worry. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God, please stop that. Lord God. Genesis 1, all you see is God, 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 God. Genesis 2, he manifests another side of him. That Lord there. The New King James Version and some versions in translating the original Aramaic Hebrew, they spelt it as L-O-R-D, capital, I mean, lowercase. But if you have the good old King James Version and those that got the original manuscript and translated it into, that word Lord there is a capital L-O-R-D, which means, and I asked the Lord, what name fits you? And he said, Yahweh, Jehovah. So what you see there is, and the Lord and Jehovah, Yahweh, Elohim. He reveals another side of himself. In Genesis 1, he reveals himself as the source. In Genesis 2, we begin to see him as Yahweh. What does that mean? Let me read it. Let me read it for us. It's also that word that he told Moses. We'll get to Moses shortly. That, who shall I say sent me? Tell them the I am. Same meaning, I am that I am, is also the word Jehovah, is also the word Yah, is also the word Yahweh. It's not a nomenclature, it's just revealing a side, another side to God. Let me demonstrate with our senator. Senator, quickly, come, come, come. Okay? I've been calling senator, 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 senator. Okay? Some of us don't really know him. So all you heard is I've manifested him as senator. But then when you get close to him, and then you ask him, Though I heard everybody calling you senator, what is your real name?
Tola.
Tola. He's manifested another side of his glory. And Tola means, what's the full Tola?
Baba Tola.
Baba Tola. It means the father is up to wealth, whatever it is. But he's revealed another of his glory. And then I get closer to him. Are you married?
Yes.
Really? How many years?
Chai,
he's forgotten. Kumbi! Doctor, please call. He's forgotten. He's so much enjoyed the marriage that he has forgotten how long. Your marriage will be sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Oh boy, I had the privilege of counseling these two people before they got married. Thank you for staying married. It's not easy, you know, but keep on keeping on, okay? Do a good job. I see your wife always smiling. Let her be smiling. At times you don't smile, but I understand. Just joking. Okay, you now find out that he's been 12 years married. Another revelation of his glory. And then, what's the name of your wife? He tells you. So you now find out that you've not known him only as senator. You now know him as Senator Tola, Lord God. Husband. 12 years experience in husbanding. And then another manifestation of his glory. His wife's name. I don't want to mention it on camera. And then you find out that his wife is a medical doctor. Another manifestation of his glory. And then, really, your wife is a medical doctor? Can I come and get free medicine? Just joking. But I'm just saying, can you see that your learning is revealing that's the way God is? Thank you, Senator Tola, husband man. Husband of doctor. The only husband. To God be the glory. I'm just giving you a free advert. And then you find out again, let me manifest another glory. He's a business owner. Successful, he can employ you. Or employ somebody. You will see how many people will come to you after the service. They never need your glory. Or he can tell you how to set up the kind of business he does. But you don't know him, just saw him as smiling, you just shook him, bro, now. Superficial relationship. I was talking about technology. I don't know why it came back to me, but you saw in the church, two people were, one was sitting where Uncle Gift was and maybe where Coach Yemi was. And all of a sudden, I saw that that one there was on their phone, the other lady was on their phone, and then all of a sudden, the one there just went, ah! Smashed the phone on the... And when, well, it was before service, we were all just waiting. And I was wondering what happened. It was after the service. I know you will know. She knows everything. Yeah. Omni income. That's another manifestation. If you want to hear the whole story of Love Assembly, go to her. She will tell you from Genesis to Revelation. Please celebrate Mommy Sissy. Oh, let me tell you something. Boy, before she joined this church, I struggled as a pastor, struggled. I was doing everything, admin, this, account, that, this, blah, blah. And one day she came to me, Pastor, don't you think you need help? You need to employ an administrator. She just came to give me advice. And as she was talking, I heard God, thus said the Lord, that's the administrator you've been looking for. So I told her, I said, please go and pray. She wasn't planning to stay. She was just visiting Liverpool then. Honestly, I'm giving you a revelation of glory now, you see. So she went back, she prayed, and she came back. And for the next 10, 12, 11 years of her life, she was sold out and helped us set up everything administratively of Love Assembly you are seeing today. Please, in camp. You have not seen anything yet. Your reward is not in heaven. It's here. Thank you for everything you've done in Kema. You know. I'm saying that from my heart. Made life easy for me. Completely easy. My wife, she literally brought up these two boys. Literally. These two boys with beard that you are seeing there. Before they grew beard. Literally. Go and pick them from school. Stay with them. At times we've been in the church till 12, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. I'm not joking. When those of you have gone home to eat cucumber. And you think God has forgotten you, okay? It's not possible. It's not possible. I've even forgotten where I was. I was just overwhelmed. Sorry? The phone. So that one smashed the phone. Nkem, you know, she's reminding me. So we were wondering, why did you smash the phone on the floor? We now found out, you were on your phone before. Yeah, he was texting. Who are you texting? We found out she was texting the other person here. You are in the same place. You can't talk, you are texting. Can you see what technology has done? It's made relationships so superficial. There are no depth anymore. Just send a text. Just put emoji like. Just put smiling face. Meanwhile, inside you are cursing the person. Why not go to them face to face? Do you know how and why Moses' relationship was deep with God? The Bible said there was no man who was like Moses that God spoke to face to face. It was him, okay? I'm jumping ahead. That God eventually, personally, revealed himself to as Yahweh. To Adam, God revealed himself to them as their source. So this was just describing that, okay, the Lord, Yahweh, Elohim, created the whole earth. But if you stop at Genesis 2, you will think you've known everything about God. We see that Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, he introduces himself. Then in Genesis chapter 6, when everybody had gone astray, I want you to follow this trajectory. The whole of mankind had forgotten their source. He found only one man who was behaving. His name, Noah. And let me tell you something about Noah. I'm going back to the prophetic, I don't want to use heavy words now. Why names are important. Okay? When Noah was born, before Noah was born, everybody was giving names to their children. Adam called, you know, when they misbehaved, God kicked them out. Okay, God brought them, clothed them. And when they had children, do you know the first thing they did? They named the children. They called the first one what? Cain. They called the other one Abel. The day I saw something, you know, there are some things you don't see until you look for it. I went, I said, what's the meaning of Cain? What did Cain do to Abel? He killed him, didn't he? First family on the earth. So if you are wondering why is wickedness on this earth, it's existed since the Garden of Eden. So stop troubling yourself. There's evil in this world. But you have not been called to evil. We've been called to overcome evil, to shine our light, to overcome darkness. That's why you and I need to go back and reconnect with God so that his glory comes in us and we can manifest. We take declaration, I solve problems, I create solutions. We are entrenching that even in our little children. Huh? Has he started talking? It's just muttering. The first word, all of you children, the first word I decree every child born, the first word you say is, yeah! Say, yeah! It's got the most charismatic smile I've ever seen. So, I went to check the meaning of the name. Do you know what Cain means? It means possession. So when they had him, so we've possessed a child. I said, no wonder the guy was possessed. What will make you kill your brother? Just tell somebody watch what you call your children. And some of us, you know, we just think, just like some guy, I met him, and he told me his name. I won't tell you what the name is. And this boy, I just noticed that he had issues. So I just stylishly told him, one of my students in the college, I said, do you know what your name is? I said, who gave you that name? He said, is it not my mom? I said, do you know what your name is? I said, I know. I went to find out one day. And I found out the name my mother gave me means to be cursed. And I'm telling you, this boy had problems until I met him. School, problem in school, problem everywhere. You see, you may think that I'm just trying to scare, I say some things. I am telling you things that are deep. You think things just happen? We make them happen. Starts with what you call something. You know, we were joking one day. Because I just noticed nowadays that everybody, young couple, when they marry, they call each other what? Babe, how far? Babe. During our own time, we don't call babe. We are very holy, sir. Now, let's talk about experience. Is that how you say honey or sweetie or daddy? Darling? You say, daddy. Advisor. Darling. He get me, sweetheart. Everybody, babe. I notice. I'm not. I'm just being serious, okay? Is it a lie? As holy as you are, frankly. I had your wife calling you babe. So we were joking one day. It was a Bible study. So, well, you are calling your spouse babe. And they are behaving like baby. Well, you don't complain now. And somebody said, no, it's my sugar daddy. Yes. Let him just be, I like that one. Sugar, I will call him sugar daddy, my husband. I won't call him baby again. So that he will be sugaring me and taking. Anyway, just joking. Please. Because it's so funny. I meet a lot of babes who are married. I know I'm not being funny. And I'm wondering, you call each other babe and you're still fighting. Like babies. I'm talking now as a marriage counselor, as a pastor. And I've seen it. And I'm not joking. And you're just fighting. Do you see why you're fighting? Please, just add something else to the babe. The babe is too common. Everybody, babe. Okay, some people are angry now. They switched off. Everything he has been preaching before, I was listening. Now! Sarah, I'm stopping the service now. I've lost somebody. They don't like babe. Will you call your husband babe? You will call him babe? Okay, it's all right. Yeah. Babe, Sarah. Okay. No, what I'm just saying is that, please, okay, as you call babe, please, don't say babe, you are mad. Babe, you are silly. Babe, you are an idiot. Okay, please, when you call babe, add something to babe. Oh, you know, babe, you are the best thing that's ever happened after sliced bread. I'm switching to marriage now. Okay. The Lord God. So God reveals himself. When he gets to Noah, by the time it was Noah's generation, everybody had forgotten God. And I wanted to say something about Noah. When Noah was born, go and check it. His father called him a name. Said he called him Noah. He said because sorry. Said God is going to, how did the Bible put it? That God was going to reverse the curse that was on the earth. His name means comfort. He means rest. And truly, truly grew up as a child of rest, a child of comfort. When he was an adult enough, God came to him, found that he was the only person who was found righteous on the earth. And God said, I'm wiping off everybody. They've forgotten me as their God source. So when God comes to Noah, he reveals himself back as source. Go and check it. God said to Noah, source. You have to come back to get mankind back to their source. Mommy, I was praying one night, 3 a.m. I will never forget. June the 4th. And I heard, I was studying the scriptures, and I heard, call his name Noah. I was studying, I woke up, and I went. I studied the Bible, call his name Noah. And as I was asking, the Holy Spirit told me, your wife is now pregnant. But then we were 3 months married. And inside her is a boy. His name shall be called Noah. So I traveled home. I was away. And I went back home. And all I did, I just went to my wife. You are pregnant. And there's a boy inside. And his name shall be called Noah. Say, how did I know? I said, God told me. Now listen to this. I think maybe a month or 2 months and all that. Truly, she found out she was pregnant. And then one day, she was bleeding heavily. I was an amateur. I didn't know anything. So I said, why are you bleeding? She said, don't I know what it means when a woman is pregnant and she's bleeding? I said, I don't know. I'm an amateur. I don't know. She said, that means she's lost the pregnancy. She's been bleeding all day. Do you know what I said? I just remembered what God told me 3 months ago. I said, please, unless it's not God that spoke to me, that child will not be miscarried. Can you see the power of words? That child will be born, and his name is Noah, is a boy. I said, please forget it. I don't want to hear. You are bleeding. No. I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you what happened. Truly, we went to check. They said the baby was still there. And then, 5 months into the pregnancy, the child who are calling Noah in the womb, because we started talking to him, while he was in the womb, as he was growing, talking to him. There's a human being inside that womb. Start talking to that human being. What you want the human being to do. Yeah. And when he kicks you, just say, you will be a great footballer. Don't say that. Don't say, yay! Yay! What kind of child is this? 5 months. We ran to the hospital. They said, we're about to lose this baby. I remember what God said. I only reminded God of his promise. If it's you that put this baby there, you should be able to keep it. I'm telling somebody a word now. I heard during the Thursday Bible study, was it last week again? And I'm hearing again, this one shall not be miscarried. Somehow, they were able to stop, because my wife went into what is known as premature labor. And they said, if this child comes out, I was living in a very blessed country. They didn't have facility for anything. Even the one that is born whole. If they don't get it right, that time, I'm talking of 24 years ago. No facility. And, you know, we had a very humble beginning, my wife and I. So we didn't really have much. God saved. And exactly 9 months after God spoke to me, a child pops out. He said, welcome, Noah. 24 years after, this young man you see there has never given us trouble. Never. Never. Don't start giving us trouble now, because now it's even too late. You're on your own now. We have done our bit. He gave us rest. He brought comfort. We lost the second baby. Child born, the child died. He was the one comforting us, comforting my wife. I wasn't there when she was going into almost depression. And then when we had the second boy, he prophesied gift. He said, my mommy is pregnant. There's a baby in her tummy. We are wondering, how did this boy know? He said, magic. So you've been doing magic. That's where he was scamming us. He said, there's a baby. He was just barely 3 years old then. He said, there's a baby. And his name shall be called Joshua. And there's Joshua there. We didn't even pray because we knew already Prophet Noah had spoken. He grew up, and I'm saying this because I don't want to preach. I want to tell you what I've demonstrated and what I've seen. Next week we'll continue from here. Lord, I want to experience your glory. Let's pray. I want to experience your glory. Start reversing some things right now. Start saying the glory of God you want to see. Elohim Adonai. Elohim. From the...